This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
One of the most difficult messages about peace in the New Testament is when Jesus says that he didn't come into this world to bring peace, but rather division. It almost sounds as if he wants war and violence, one against the other. But that's not really what he's saying. What he's saying is that if we are people of authenticity, if we live the faith to which we've committed ourselves, then we will be opposed. No good deed goes unpunished. People will misjudge us. People will try to take advantage of us. People will even accuse us of wrong things. As Jesus himself says, they'll drag you into court. However, if we are people of integrity, we will refuse to respond to that violence, with hate. St. Augustine was once asked, does evil exist? And his answer is no, it doesn't exist. Evil is not a thing which exists, it's an absence. Night is the absence of light. Cold is the absence of heat. Evil is the absence of love. How do I destroy the power of night? I turn on a flashlight. How do I destroy the power of cold? I put on a heater. How do I destroy the power of evil? I choose to love. And so by loving even those who have done evil things, we have created a power that will bring peace to the world. But it'll be a profound peace, not a superficial peace, where we're more or less getting along. It'll transform hearts. Now realize, that doesn't mean we get off scot-free. In fact, we might have to die to prove the witness that we're giving for love. But haven't we promised to do that? Haven't we asked Christ to take up his cross so that we might carry it? When we do that, then we create that true peace that goes beyond understanding.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.